Look at 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. What does the Apostle Paul say? Examine yourselves. Not just anybody, the Corinthian church. He's saying, you need to examine yourselves. Why? Whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except he be reprobates? By the way, this is a great verse to use for those who don't believe in the reprobate doctrine. Because there's a lot of people who believe that you can be saved and still become a reprobate, which is insanity. But here's a verse to disprove that. He says, Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. So is that another? He's like, Christ is in you because I thought I got you saved, unless you're just a reprobate. Now, why does he say this to the Corinthian church and not to just every other church? I'll tell you why. Because it's different when you have people who come in, Sunday out, Thursday in, Thursday out, listening to preaching, going soul winning, adhering to these deep doctrines, and they still hate the leader. They still despise the dominion of the leader. They despise the pastor. You know, they're probably reprobates. That's why the Apostle Paul's saying that. He said, Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. You better examine yourself. He says, but I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. He says, you obviously understand that we're not reprobates. Right? He says, now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. Now, don't let that throw you for a loop when he says, though we be as reprobates. Reprobate simply means rejected. And so he's saying, look, you guys are rejecting us. You're rejecting me as the authority. So I'm as a reprobate unto you. For we can do nothing against the truth before the truth. So there's a reason why the Apostle Paul is bringing this up, because of the fact that his authority is coming into question. People are despising his authority. They're mocking him as the leader. And therefore, he's like, you know what? You better examine yourselves to see if you're in the faith. I don't even know if you're saved. If you continue to fight against the authority, you know, it might mean that you're probably not even saved. Okay? Because normal people, when they hate the authority or they don't like the authority, they just go somewhere else and live a peaceable life somewhere else. Okay. Go to 1 John chapter 2, if you would. 1 John chapter 2. I'll be shorter tonight because I went pretty long this morning. But I should not say that. Because every time I say that, I end up preaching longer than what I was expected. So what would make me doubt someone's salvation? When they despise my authority, when they despise any authority for that matter. Okay. Now, there's some authorities that we despise, but that's because they're false prophets. But you know what we don't do? We don't spend every single Sunday, every single hour of our day just talking about, you know, I don't know, Joel Osteen or something, or Rick Warren. Because we got better things to do with our time. We're serving the Lord, amen? Right. Whereas these people, they literally make it their full-time job to speak evil of dignities, okay? And, you know, in a church like this, there might be someone like that. I don't think so, but there might. I don't think so, though. You say, how will we know? Well, we'll know when they start despising the authority on a perpetual basis and start trying to sow seeds of rebellion within the local church here, okay? And then we'll nip it in the butt. Number four, what makes me doubt someone's salvation? When people display attributes of a false prophet. Now, here's what people will say. How are you going to call that person a false prophet? They teach the right doctrine. Well, let me ask you this. You know, did Judas, I think Judas Iscariot probably taught the right doctrine. Right? What made him a false prophet? Or what validated that he was a false prophet? Because he, first of all, stole money. Right? Now look, folks, Christians steal money sometimes. Or they steal, should I say. Christians lie, they steal, they even commit adultery, they fornicate. Judas Iscariot, on the other hand, was a leader who was stealing money. That's a whole new level. So when you have leaders that are stealing, you know, church finances, at this point, then, you know, you would probably think, I don't know if this person's saved. Because you have to be a pretty devious, wicked person to steal from the church. Yeah. Okay? Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, as ye have heard, that the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, obviously, he's referring to Judas Iscariot. Okay. Now, here's the thing. If a church member is, you know, caught stealing, not in the church, but just stealing in general, we wouldn't say that person is not saved. Because that's like a work of the flesh. But when you have a pastor or some sort of leader who's doing those things, at that point, there would be cause for concern. Okay? Now look, folks. You say, give me an example. I'm itching for an example. Okay? Well, you know, people have recently have accused my friend, Pastor Thompson, for stealing money, believe it or not, which is completely ridiculous. And the reason it's ridiculous is because his bozo failure of an evangelist, you know, pulled up these bank statements about him or whatever, and like, look, he's buying himself coffee with a church card or something. And then he considers that like stealing or something, you know? He's buying, by the way, they're accusing him of eating like $180 worth of food every day or something like that. It's something ridiculous. And they're trying to bring a railing accusation against him because, you know, he uses the church card to buy coffee or buy himself lunch or something. Now, let me just say this, okay? Let me make myself very clear. If a church member were to come to me, if I bought a meal, let's say, example, I bought a meal using the church card, okay, because I'm working here or whatever, and someone came in to me and was like, did you use the church money to buy that? I'd be like, yup. That's what I would do. No shame. Because here's the thing, you know, a normal church member would not have a problem with that at all. I've had church members who's just like, Pastor, take care of yourself. Do whatever you got to do. Because normal people who love their pastor, they're just like, go get yourself a coffee or go do, you know, do what you got to do. Provide for yourself. Get it if you need it. They don't have a problem with that. It's wicked people who have a problem with you getting a coffee. And let me just say this. The reason they have a problem with this is because they're projecting something that they're guilty of. Okay? You see, it's not an issue for me to go get a coffee because I'm doing work at the church or for whatever reason. Okay? You know, we're doing, if Ulysses and I are doing some sort of live stream where we're hooking up the live stream, we're doing a podcast, the Olive Crown, I'm teaching the Word of God here on an off day, you know, we might go get something to eat for dinner. Because we're working here. The problem is this. Man, ushers, if you can bring that offering into my office real quick, and I just bag everything and take it myself, then we have an issue. Amen. And look, folks, you know, here at First Works Baptist Church, we have a very, very strict financial policy. Amen. It's very strict, and it gets stricter by the year. You know, I'm always getting with the head ushers and saying, we need to tighten up the screws and let's put more accountability. Let's create a better system because it's just good to do. Amen? Because we don't want to be accused of anything wrong. But here's the thing is if you were to come to me and say, well, let me see the bank statements. You know what I would tell you if you asked me to see the bank statements? I just said, just get out. The bank statement's out that door. You make a right and you just keep walking. Eventually, you'll find something. You say, why would you do that? Because a person who's asking for those things is often doing it. And even if you provide proof that you're not doing anything illegal, they're still going to not like you. They're still not going to trust you. So I just rather have the last laugh and just kick them out. Are you spending all the church money? Yup. I spend everything. On what? Like the bills? How you liking that hymn book? How you liking those birthday breakfasts every month? How you liking the new seats? Not all cramped up in there. Right? Hey, how you like that AC cranking during summer? The ladies are like, not me, but you know. Things need to get paid for, folks. And look, if they told me that, are you spending all? I say, I spend everything. I even pay myself. And if you have a problem with it, go get the IRS then. Because here's the thing. The truth fears no investigation. Go call the IRS. We were trying to put this system to, you know, system to work. We have systems in place. We save receipts. We put everything on an Excel spreadsheet. I never touch the money. Everything's set in place. So you know what? I'll just give them a smart aleck answer just to piss them off. Amen. Are you saying you take the, I take the money, yeah, and I spend it. Absolutely. We buy like cameras and stuff. We buy podcast equipment to get the word of God out there even more. Sometimes we'll buy instruments. Amen. We're going to get more songbooks. We're going to buy food. Amen. Hey, when visitors come to church, sometimes I take them out to eat. Amen. On the church's account. Yep. Woo! I'll take them to Raising Cane's and I'll even buy myself a meal. Yep. How dare you? These are the holier than thous.
Yeah.
People who despise the minion. Okay? And it's always these failure of evangelists that have a problem. These failed evangelists who just sucked at being an evangelist. It's like, next best thing is just turn on the pastor. You know? And look, and you know what? These failed evangelists, they can provide proof of what they're spending the money on. We could. Yeah, we saw it's a Starbucks. Yeah, but at least I got proof that I spent it on Starbucks. Hello? At least there's proof that they purchased like food with it. Whereas there's no proof of what you've done with the finances. Adam Fannin?
Yeah.
Hookers and blow?
Right.
How could you make a railing? Like, well, you know, I don't know. Your leader spent money on hookers and blow. And how do we know that you didn't? There's no record of it. So that would cause me to question someone's salvation. If you're a leader who's stealing money, well, didn't you just say you'd spend the money? Yeah, but you can check the records if you wanted. If you really wanted to, if you're sincere, you're like, I want to check the records, I say, at least let's go pull these statements up so they can see. We have everything recorded.
Amen.
Everything is recorded. We purchase something, I get the receipt, Kobe, throw it right to Ulysses. He records it on an Excel spreadsheet. Everything is accounted for. Everything. You said, do you turn in the money? Not anymore. I got an employee to do that now. You say, well, how do you know he's not stealing? Well, if he is, he's about to be arrested. We'll find out sooner or later. I'm not really worried about that. So you're not worried about people stealing? No, I'm not. Because if they are, because we're doing things honestly here, you can try to bring whatever railing accusation you want. We do everything. There's checks and balances here. And I'm not worried about that.
Amen.
You know, I remember I was working for Pastor Anderson, and he gave me a church card. He said, use it for whatever you need at the church, whatever, you know. And he's like, people, they get worried about that stuff sometimes. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, they worry that they're going to use the card to, like, buy a bunch of stuff and steal money. He's like, but if they steal it, I just call the cops on them, and that's it. I mean, isn't that an easy solution?
Yep.
There you go. But you know what? The ones that you should really worry about is those who don't have any bank statements at all.
Right.
There's no ledgers available. What'd you spend your money? Oh, you know, this and that. Well, do you have proof of that? No. Where are the receipts? Don't have any. Where are the ledgers? I don't have any. So who am I supposed to trust? How do we know? What'd you do with the money? Right? That would cause me to say, got a Judas Iscariot here. Got some of my, they might be stealing the money here. I think you're a Judas Iscariot. Then go call the IRS. It's just like these reprobates are like, you bombed your building. Well, you know what? Then go call the police because there's a $25,000 reward for the person who turns in the person who bombed the church. Turn me in and collect that money. But you know why it's never been done? Because it's not true.
Right.
And they're bluffing. I call their bluff all the time. I'm calling your bluff right now. Because when you do things honestly, you don't have nothing to worry about. What they're doing is they're projecting so they get the attention off of their illegal transactions onto someone who's actually honest. Oh, he's the one, and as they're pocketing it into their own account or whatever. It's always these failed evangelists, I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, these same guys want to accuse me. Oh, by the way, Pastor Mejia is a false prophet too. That's what they said. They say I'm a false prophet. In fact, when our church got bombed, Pastor Thompson, you know, he got with his churches and he was like, hey, pray for Pastor Mejia and First Works Baptist Church because they were bombed. The wife of this false prophet, this Judas Iscariot, was like, why would I pray for a false prophet? During the bombing, folks. They believe I was a false prophet, and but what are they doing? They're just projecting what they are. If I'm a false prophet, expose me to see what you got. Because the truth fears no investigation.
Amen.
And the Bible says you can do nothing against the truth but for the truth.
Amen.
Go to Hebrews 12 and we're done. I told you I was probably going to go short, but I ended up going a little longer. That would cause me to doubt someone's salvation. If a church leader, evangelist, deacon, pastor, apostle, right? Is stealing money. By the way, most apostles today are stealing money. Just let you know that. You know, if they're stealing money, but they're teaching the right, I would question their salvation. I question Adam Fannin's salvation. I don't think that guy's saved.
Yeah.
I would say that person's probably not saved.
Amen.
You know, I don't like you saying that. I like Adam Fannin. Then go get out of this church and go to a place where they preach crappy then. Go to Florida.
Yeah.